تقریباً 60,000 سالوں تک ایبوریجنل افراد نے مریضوں کا علاج قدیم طریقوں اور ایسی معلومات سے کیا ہے جو آج اس شعبے کا حصہ نہیں ہیں، لیکن یہ طور طریقے ایک نسل سے دوسری نسل تک منتقل ہوتے رہے ہیں۔ لیکن اب یہ طریقے وہاں بھی اپنائے جا رہے ہیں جہاں ویسٹرن میڈیسن کسی بیماری کا علاج نہیں کر پا رہی۔ نیو ساؤتھ ویلز میں موجود ایک خاتون سینڈرا ہاکنگ کو 3 بار دل کا دورہ پڑا، جس کے بعد گزشتہ 11 سالوں سے انہیں حرکت کرنے کے لیے ویل چیئر یا واکر کی ضرورت پڑتی ہے۔
I just felt that over the years I'd tried different things. I was at a point in my life where I was willing to try anything.
لیکن جب جنوبی آسٹریلیا سے نیو ساؤتھ ویلز ایک موبائل کلینک کی آمد ہوئی تو سینڈرا کے ڈاکٹروں نے انہیں مشورہ دیا کہ وہ متبادل علاج کی طرف بھی توجہ دیں، اور ایسا کرنے پر نتائج حیران کن رہے۔
They just seemed to know exactly where the pain was. I had no expectations at all. And to be able to stand up beside the bed, one of the ladies pointing to my walker, and she would not allow me to have it. I finally took several steps towards her. Yeah, it was just so emotional to think that I'd walked without the walker after all these years.
اس کلینک کی موجودگی میں ڈاکٹر فرانچسکا پینڈزرونی کا بہت بڑا کردار ہے۔ وہ اینٹیک نامی ایک ادارے کی سربراہ ہیں۔
From the learning process to the way which it is passed down to the healing skills that each healer has is very unique. It's a healing knowledge system which is very deeply interconnected to country and to family groups and to personal skills.
یہ علاج کا طریقہ کسی جسمانی معذوری کے علاوہ ذہنی پریشانی کا علاج بھی کر سکتا ہے۔
Some people come with physical ailments from, you know, headache, vomiting or insomnia. They have done all the tests with the doctors, but there is no medical reason for, you know, this person to be sick. Yet the person still continues to experience these symptoms. So a lot of times the healers see that their spirit is misaligned. So the healers see this, our spirit sitting, you know, in the center of our chest. And for a lot of people, due to everyday living trauma, so they are able to align the spirit. It goes beyond even, you know, the physical ailments. It is an experience of cultural reconnection, especially, you know, for those individuals or communities whose culture has been broken by the process of colonization.
ایک خاتون جو مریضوں کا علاج کرتی ہیں کہتی ہیں کہ انہوں نے یہ علم کسی دوسری دنیا سے حاصل کیا ہے۔
When I was asleep, I travel with my father, like spirit traveling in the sky, going to different places, traveling with father. That's the first I learned, like traveling to other country, like other dreaming, healing and using hands, pain, taking the pain away and healing when someone sick, long way, long distance.
ذہنی معذوری کے علاج پر بات کرتے ہوئے ان کا کہنا تھا کہ اس معذوری کی بے شمار وجوہات ہو سکتی ہیں جن کو شاید بیان بھی نہ کیا جا سکے۔
some bad spirit, like someone's spirit in the entire body, or maybe sometimes brain damage and sometimes too many thinking and that's why they got mental, you know, like worry and
ڈاکٹر فرانچسکا کا کہنا ہے کہ البتہ علاج کا یہ طریقہ ہر جگہ اپنایا نہیں جاتا، اس کے ذریعے سے کافی لوگوں کو ملازمت کے مواقع ملے ہیں۔
Antak is, you know, creating an employment pathway, especially for the young Ngangkari, because I think that if you don't find an employment pathway, even if the tradition will continue to be passed down, it won't have a place in the 21st century society. They say to me, we are the Ngangkari of the 21st century. We want to work in the hospital and, you know, and help people and also, you know, work with the doctor when we can help. For me, it has been a learning process. You know, I come from another country and I didn't know anything about it. So it all started out of my curiosity to find out why. Why I can't find anything about Aboriginal traditional medicine. And then it became like a vision, you know, with the healers, like a pathway that we started to walk together with a lot of obstacles and difficulties, but we are here.